So it's funny. Funny as in interesting. Like, you're not going to laugh when I say this. But it's funny you tease this audio as something you haven't heard when you are in the audio.
Yeah, I don't really remember this happening.
I think you're running the board.
Anyway, I had to have been.
I have to call Monty. Here's how you do it, Ham.
I was certainly running the board when Monty was an intern. He was the last Tom class, I believe. And then I brought in the big guns, like Ham.
Ham, hello? Was your intern?
Yeah.
Monty.
What's up?
It's your friends, the Hang Zone.
Hey.
You're home away from home. Monty's our main guy.
Yeah.
If one of us isn't here, he's the guy we want in studio. How you doing, bro?
You know me, man. Just at the salt mines.
Grinding.
Working. Hardcore labor.
You got any billiards tournaments coming up this weekend?
No, I'm just going to get some practice in.
Yeah, this is where you add a new move every offseason, right?
Right.
Yeah. He told us the other day, when you weren't here, he's telling me one of his pool sticks costs $1,500.
What?
I'm doing okay. Doing okay.
Unbelievable.
And then when he's done with it, he just screws it into the bottom of his leg. And he walks on out of there.
Although, I guess technically, if you got really frustrated, you do have one less place to break the pool stick over than your opponent.
That's you, Jake, always looking for the silver lining and things.
That's right.
Anyway.
While I'm laying on the operating table crying. That's what the nurse kept telling me.
They're like, you're only going to have to buy one Jordan at a time?
So when Monty was in the other day.
Hold on. How does that work, by the way?
What's that? The like, shoe thing?
Yeah. Do they have a network where you can sell the other one to other people?
Oh, yeah. A guy that's lost a left leg?
Yeah. They're like, I love the Jordan 1 Cool Grays.
So this would be the center square on the amputee bingo card. This question.
Everybody asked you this?
I got it a million times.
Well,
it's always, yeah, oh, go find a, you have another guy who only has a right leg, and y'all shoot shoes back and forth, die. Just die.
Well, I mean, it's, I don't know. You always seem to have pretty nice sneakers.
Well, I just wear the other one backwards.
Okay. He's got a closet full that are never worn.
Okay.
Maybe you could raise money for your grandpa's funeral by putting him on Twitter.
He's been dead for a while.
Didn't stop the Dodger kid.
Yeah. So when Monty was in the other day, we played audio of his first appearance on the ticket, and we played audio of Ham's first appearance on the ticket. And Ham's first appearance, he had a bunch of production. Like, he did a bunch of bits. But his first appearance was like his last day as an intern, where Monty's first appearance was his first day as an intern. And so Monty got a little, he was a little bent out of shape. He was quite pissed off, actually.
Yeah.
Think Dan Dakich. Yeah. You know, he was just railing when we were leaving the studio after the show. And he said, you know, once when we were interns, we did have, we did like fake promos. And you guys played them on the air. So how did it come down that we did a fake promo? Because I know they're about Bob getting to meet and interview Brett Favre, I would imagine, at the SMU Forum.
Yep.
Yeah, it was when y'all were interviewing Brett Favre, and I think that's when the Hardline made a fake promo about, I think they were going to Chicago, but the Musers were the only ones getting promos about going to somewhere. And so there was like a lot of hubbub about who was getting promos up there. So y'all were like, hey, why don't y'all make promos about Bob getting to meet Brett Favre for the first time?
So we went into the intern room and said, hey, why don't you guys make some promos? We'll see how they turn out.
Yeah. I mean, this was, I'm pretty sure after Trey had made the TOM Tom Grieve songs, you knew something good was going to happen.
Okay. So our intern class, Jake says this was the last intern class under Gribble. It was Justin. It was Trey, who was also an intern with Norm, I think.
Double up.
And it was Tim K.
Bob's intern.
Who was always, we only called him Bob's intern because he only did stuff for Bob. It was weird.
Yeah.
You're a good dude.
He's a good dude.
Yeah, he's fine. So, I mean, let's not get carried away about Tim K. All right, everybody?
He's fine.
Yeah. Now make it all about Tim K here. So we want to play you the fake promos that we played that day. In fact, we're just going to play that the latter part of that segment, okay? So we've got Justin in studio with Trey. Tim K wasn't there that day. And whoever the noon to three cast was on Bad Radio, I believe Jake, you might even hear Jake's voice here. So you ready, bro? Bros? Boys?
Mm-hmm. Boys? Right. Bro.
Friday on Bad Radio. Wondering how much longer Brett Favre can pretend to be retired, only to play, then retire again? Bob Stern asked Friday on The Ticket.
Done.
Justin, you feel good about that?
No, there was a big deal of silence after that one, so no, I don't know how good I feel about that.
Oh, okay. Do you want us to...
Just I think that one was third. Okay. I put that one third in my top three.
Well, okay.
We're building
let's
up, then.
See if we start laughing after this one.
Friday on Bad Radio. Do you want to know why Brett Favre sent Jen Sturger a picture of his junk instead of making her send a pic of hers first? Bob Stern asks Friday on The Ticket.
What a jerk.
All right.
That's only alleged.
Now Justin's over there laughing. Justin's over there laughing. Okay. And all right, here's your third one.
Friday on Bad Radio. Ever wonder how Bob would react to meeting Brett Favre? Or, you know, maybe you're not interested in that because you only like tuning in for Cowboys content. So I guess the real question is, do you... You know, Bob was a big fan of the Packers before Brett Favre. And growing up as a kid in Wisconsin, the Packers were it. Did you know his parents wouldn't even let him watch TV after 4 p.m.? As a child, he would have to rummage through his bungalow just to find the Sports Illustrated swimsuit issue. All right. What does Bob like more? Long interrupted tangent questions or Brett Favre? Find out Friday on The Ticket.
There we go. Very nice.
Well,
very nice.
Boom.
Well, all right, let me stop here in 2022.
That's when we knew Justin had something right there, I would imagine.
So this is 2013, and yeah. This is the interns busting on Bob for a long question. So if you heard today's e-break, this is not a new development. And that's when we thought, boy, this guy's got some sack.
It's, you know, I wonder, again, I'm going to continue with my line of disability inquiry.
Go ahead.
Has it occurred to you that you might have been able to get away with certain things perhaps a little bit easier than other people, like taking a run at Bob as an intern?
I mean, not only do I know I get away with it, I lean into it and I try to push the boundaries.
Yeah.
Respect. Get away with.
Respect.
All right, let's go back to 2013 and the interns making promos for Bob's meeting with Brett Favre.
A Friday.
There we go. Very nice.
Well done.
Very nice.
Boom. Well done.
All right, Tim's not here to defend himself.
Have him fired.
And I have no idea what this is.
He's getting Bob's shoes shine.
Okay, well, let's...
here today.
This was intern Tim's 19-second offering.
It's Dallas, and much is expected.
Friday, Bob Stern confronts his man crush, Super Bowl champion and future Hall of Famer, Brett Favre, Tune in to Bad Radio and witness pure uncomfortableness on Friday, only on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
That was a monster truck theme, I guess.
No, we get the theme.
I'm trying to save you, Tim. Voice man to do that for him.
Yeah, right.
I feel so much better.
He did.
About
he had
the
Adobe Audition filters.
You can do so many things on your iPhone these days, and it sounds like studio quality.
It's
doesn't
not
it?
One of them, is it? All right, and finally, the man who made the Tom Grieve theme.
It's the Tom Grieve Show.
Cookies and stuff.
This is Trey's offering for a Bob Sturm, Brett Favre promo. It's on The Ticket.
The
this Friday on a very important Bob and Dad.
As a guy who does have a odd Packer tattoo on my shoulder, I owe you an apology.
Bob will finally meet his sports hero, Brett Favre.
I was an obsessed Packer fan long before Brett Favre. Number one Favre fanboy. Nobody knows his career better than I do.
All questions will be answered.
I will ask exactly the questions I want to ask, and no more and no less. Hey, do you know I did date a Hooters waitress?
With special guest star, Brett Favre.
Are they playing the Packers?
The final showdown between Bob and Brett.
1, 2, 3, 4, I declare a thumb war.
All right, there's Trey.
Yeah.
Boy, what a waste of Brett Favre's time.
Yeah.
Not a bad way to end it with a thumb war.
There you go, Trey.
That's pretty good, man. Pretty good. Tim K sounded like it came from Tim and Eric, but outside of that, Monty and Trey had a little something.
Yeah, I think Tim may have waited till 30 minutes before he knew he had to turn his in.
Yeah, it didn't sound like it.
Whereas yours, I mean, that had to have taken hours upon hours in the lab production to get the 60-minute sounder and then write the exact same structure of
so
a joke.
Crumpled up paper in the corner of my room, just ripping page. No, it's not good.
It's never good enough for you, is it, Monty?
No, I demand the best.
What's coming up on your show this weekend? Work in progress.
I don't know, man.
You know, see,
we got some Eatsy's pizzas delivered here. Should we leave one for you?
A whole pizza? Absolutely.
Yeah. Will you eat it if we just leave it in studio Sunday morning?
Yeah,
will you eat
it? You got to keep it on the floor.
Oh, they are on the floor.
It's got to be floor pizza.
It's got vegetables on it.
Gross.
All right, Monty. We'll tune in on Sunday. Or, you know, at least we'll say that we will.
Yep. So you hang up first.
Yeah, we'll see you.
All right, I got to get back to it.
All right, man.
Hang up. Oh, okay.
He's the best.
Guess it's not the same as the Eddie Robinson hang up. Oh, you just have a cell phone and press a button.
I know.